I didn't get.
Om Akhanatiniyandasya Ganandana Salakaya Chakshuru Nilitam Jena Chasmai Sri Gaurave Nama Maha Vishnu Padaya Kshatasaya Bhutale Silate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamane Namaste Sarasati Devi Puradhani Vacharine Hildisesa Sunyadhati Pasatya Desatarine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Vasani Pura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Rangchaila Narottama Devi Sarasati Nasam Tato Jayam Dirajam Jaya Goranitai Jaya Goranitai Goranitai Jaya Goranitai Jaya Rukmini Dwarkadish Rukmini Dwarkadish Rukmini Dwarkadisha, Rukmini Dwarkanath. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra. Jai Prahlada Singha, Jai Prahlada Singha, Jai Prahlada Naya Simha. Jai Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Jai Pancha Chacha Pancha Chatra, Pancha Chatra, Jaya Pancha Chatra. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hari Ro Hari Ro Hari Ro Hari Ro Just read the verse translation.
My dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon you without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, thou wilt desire to attain me.
Chant a lot of that in here.
My dear Arjuna,
my dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, if you cannot A Bhagavad Gita 12th chapter 9th sloka. My dear Arjuna, first sloka text. Ata chitam samadatvam na sat noshe mayastriam abhyasha yogena tato mam ichaptum dananjaya. My dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me. Purport. In this verse, two different processes of Bhakti Yoga are indicated. The first applies to one who has actually developed an attachment for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by transcendental love. And the other is for one who has not developed an attachment for the Supreme Person by transcendental love. For this second class, there are different prescribed rules and regulations one can follow to be ultimately elevated to the stage of attachment to Krishna. Bhakti Yoga is the purification of the senses. At the present moment, in material existence, the senses are always impure, being engaged in sense gratification. But by the practice of Bhakti Yoga, these senses can become purified. And in the purified state, they come directly in contact with the Supreme Lord. In this material existence, I may be engaged in some service to some master, but I do not really lovingly serve my master. I simply serve to get some money. And the master also is not in love. He takes service from me and pays me. So there is no question of love, but for spiritual life, one must be elevated to the pure stage of love. The stage of love can be achieved by practice of devotional service performed with the present senses. This love of God is now in a dormant state in everyone's heart. And there, love of God is manifested in different ways, but it is contaminated by material association. Now the heart has to be purified of the material association, and that dormant, natural love for Krishna has to be revived. That is the whole process. To practice the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga, one should, under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, follow certain principles. One should rise early in the morning, take bath, enter the temple and offer prayers and chant Hare Krishna. Then collect flowers to offer to the deity, cook foodstuffs to offer to the deity, take prasadam and so on. There are various rules and regulations which one should follow. And one should constantly hear Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from pure devotee. This practice can help anyone rise to the level of love of God. And then he is sure of his progress into the spiritual kingdom of God. This practice of Bhakti Yoga under the rules and regulations with the directions of spiritual master will surely bring one to the stage of love of God.
Also, this verse tells us if we haven't developed our natural love for Krishna, we should try to perform our different practices, like visiting the temple, praying to deities, making flower garlands, cooking prasadam, doing some devotional service. It says that by devotional service, we will awaken our natural love for Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it states that love of Krishna is something that is natural to everyone. It's not like something you have to learn that is a foreign. It's like walking or talking. Things that normally come natural to the human being. So, Krishna Prema Nitya Siddha Sadhu Kalanoi Savanadi Sutta Chitte. So the chanting of Hare Krishna is not something that we have to learn. It's something that's awakened by chanting, hearing, serving. And everyone has this love of Krishna dormant in their hearts. But unfortunately, instead of loving Krishna, we love so many of his external manifestations. So, if we saw that the things that we liked in the material world, okay? Are you sure? That we can render this a practice of devotional service, and this will awaken our love for Krishna. So, it's kind of like when you ride a bicycle, you have training wheels with your hollows. So you first start and you have those two training wheels. So that helps you after some time. You get the angle, you don't need the training wheels anymore. So the rules and regulations, they're like the training wheels. They help us to perform our devotional service. Now, according to our nature, what we like to do, we do that kind of thing for Krishna. If we like flowers, we grow flowers, we can pick flowers, or we can make some flower garlands, or we can, those who are initiated, they can dress the deities and put flowers. By the way, I want to thank what's his name? James? Forgetting the garland? Huh? Goldhall and Joyce. So, yeah. I like to wear the Krishna garlands. Reminds me of Krishna. Yeah. Uruva, he used to wear a Krishna's Prashan garlands, Krishna's coat, Krishna's clothes. He would wear all the things. Now, Uruva was in the first category. He was someone who loved Krishna. He had already awakened his love of Krishna. So, he surrounded himself with Krishna's idols. So, some devotees have awakened their love for Krishna. Others, they are not yet awakened. But by this process of devotional service, they can awaken. Once I had a priest. He was a Protestant priest in Cusco, Peru, in South America. So he said, "You're a guru? I'm a priest. I'm a guru. I want to talk to you. Guru to guru." So I said, "Okay." So, and I asked the people, "Please leave us alone for a few minutes." So then when everyone had left, he said, "You see, you talked in your lecture about how to have a spiritual sex life. See, I'm married, I'm a Protestant. I don't know how to have a spiritual sex. So what did I do? I said, well, the idea is you try to have a child for Krishna and a son. So I gave him the tips, what he should do. That grihasthas, the married priests, they regulate themselves and they have some, they try to have children. And like this, they offer their act of joining with their wife or their husband to Krishna. So he said, "Thank you very much. This was never taught to us. Actually, so then, after like 6 months, I came back. Again, he said, "Guru to guru, I want to talk to you." I said, "All right." So we asked everyone to leave. When everyone had gone out, he had the white collar. He pulled out the necklace. He said, "Lixi, now you are Tulsi." So he had become a devotee, but he couldn't tell the others. So, how many people actually practice devotional service is difficult to calculate. There are thousands and thousands, millions of people. See, one can practice all or some of the nine practices of devotional service. And one can practice in their house, in the temple, in various places. There's no hard and fast rules about where you should practice. So, what they're doing is many people, you see, our devotional service is not something that you have to convert, you have to reject your previous, then you didn't practice. It's not like that. You even practice, even actually the Prabhupada, he never had us reject our relationship with whoever we had. I mean, some are Christians, some are Jews, some are Islam, whatever. They didn't have to reject that. Rather, devotional service was a postgraduate study. How to awaken love for Godhead. How to awaken through the service. So you find that in the in material world, our connection with Krishna is through service. Or in the spiritual world, the connection with Krishna is in our relationship. Like Uddhava, he was a cousin of Krishna. So that relationship, he loves Krishna as a cousin, brother. But he knew who Krishna was. So Arjuna was also another cousin and brother, a friend of Krishna. So different devotees had different relationships with Krishna. Whereas some devotees, they are not related to Krishna, but they had some devotion for Krishna. Krishna went to six, two devotees, I think they are in Mathila Desh. Mathila Desh is like next to Bengal, and now it's in the state of Bihar. So, what? Because Krishna is supreme, so he wants, he can make extensions on himself. So he divided into two. And one Krishna went to see the king, Bahulaswa. And another Krishna went to see the poor Brahman devotee. What's his name? Shutidev. So the king gave a royal reception for Krishna. Bands and Brahmins, all the royal wonderful greetings to Krishna. So he offered lavish gifts to Krishna and gold and what is expected a king could do. So he did it. Meanwhile, Sutadev, he was very poor. He had nothing practically. So he only offered Krishna a grass mat and some water and tulsi. So, but Krishna was happy. Now, if the king had already had a grass mat and some water and tulsi, it wouldn't be so good because the king had a greater capacity. But Sudadev, his capacity was less. So, according to his capacity, he offered the best he had to Krishna. So, it was the thought that calmed him. And Krishna accepted both of their devotion, although the reception was totally different. It wasn't that Krishna liked the royal reception, didn't like his poor devotees. He liked both. So Krishna will accept whatever we have to offer. We should offer the best we have. So, there is one of a poor Brahmana. He, this is mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion, he overheard a class that he could do mental puja, mental worship of the Lord. So he was a poor, he didn't have much. But in his mind, he meditated. He'd sit down, he'd say the Achaman, and he would meditate on Krishna. And he would worship, offer gold plates and gold bowls filled with luxurious prasad. He was offering all the wonderful things to Krishna, which was beyond his normal capacity. So Krishna accepted all his mental worship. One day he was preparing some sweet rice, so he didn't know maybe it was too hot. One night Prabhupada in Mayapur, he complained, the milk is not hot enough, it's too cold. So they said, well, how hot do you want it, Srila Prabhupada? He said, as hot as possible. So they brought up boiling hot. I mean, it was like steaming. So Prabhupada went, it's too hot. He said, to bring it as hot as possible. He said, yes, but not impossible. So, like that, the Brahmana, he didn't want to offer sweet rice that was impossible to eat. It was too hot. It's hard to tell. So he thought, I'll dip my finger in. So he dipped his finger in the sweet rice. Ah! He woke up from his meditation. He looked at his finger, there was a blister there. It was too hot. How did he get a blister? And he was only meditating. So he was surprised. Meanwhile, Hare Krishna was, Krishna was smiling in the heavenly planets. He had played a joke on his devotee. He said, okay, bring him up. So he was brought up to back home back to Godhead. Harival! 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 So, that's that illustrates that even if you don't have anything, you can still worship Krishna, either by giving a simple thing or by meditating on the Krishna and offering him a nice worship in your meditation. This last week, we had the disappearance of Ishwar Puri Maharaj. And there was a nice class by Govinda Dutt Prabhu. So, I don't want to repeat the things he said. It was nice. Of course, I didn't hear the whole class, but what I heard was a nice song. just in reference to him. He was renowned for studying his guru, Manavendra Puri, with a great devotion, and even he would perform very menial tasks. He would perform it without any false ego or anything. So he, Ishwar Puri, would come, and he visited Jagannath Mishra Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya. At that time, Lord Chaitanya was a small boy. So when Lord Chaitanya went to Jagannath Puri, rather to Gaya, to perform the Tindi for his departed father. At that time, he came in contact with the Ishwar Puri at the a place called Jangal Wadi. At one point, I was trying to get that place, but somehow I was not able to get it. So Lord Chaitanya, he begged Ishwar Puri, "You'll please give me initiation. I want to take initiation." So I go in the dirt, he brought out that how the Lord was showing that everyone needs to take some initiation in the hell of one of our guru. So he approached Ishwar Puri. So at first Ishwar Puri said, "No, no, you're very learned, you're a great pundit, who am I?" But he said, "No, no, you must initiate me, otherwise what is the purpose of the lily? You have to initiate me." So finally Ishwar Puri gave initiation to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, he felt so inspired, he was going to run off to Vrindavan. "Hare Vrindavan Bihari Lal Bhagavan Shri Krishna Ki." So he was running off, and then there was a voice from the sky, "Wait, you're not supposed to go to Vrindavan now. You're supposed to return to Navadvipa, start the Sankirtan movement, and later go to Vrindavan." So Lord Chaitanya turned back. I tell the Viharis, Lord Chaitanya, he spent most of his time in Navadvipa, but in Bengal, but his love for Krishna was awakened in the heart. So at first he had awakened a love in Gaya, which is in the heart. Later he went back and he stopped in Kamenachal. Now the heart has been divided into two states, one the heart and one Jharkhand. Kamenachal, it used to be part of Bengal, but somehow in the trade-off, this section came to the heart, and later that was cut off to Jharkhand. So there's not many holy places in Jharkhand. Like there's no Jharkhand forest where Lord Chaitanya made the animals dance, and there's this Kamenachal. Whereas in the heart there's Gaya, there's a Sitnavani, there's a number of holy places. So somehow because there are not so many holy places in Jharkhand, the government has given us some aid for developing. So there it said, Lord Chaitanya, he saw the a form of Krishna. He, from a distance, he saw some lion playing on his flute. He was wearing a yellow dhoti and a red sash and a turban and some flower garden. He was playing on his flute. He got closer and closer. As he got closer, then Lord Chaitanya saw, it is Krishna. It's Krishna playing on his flute. And Krishna came closer and closer, playing on his flute. He was flying to Lord Chaitanya until he came right up in front of Lord Chaitanya. And then he ran to Lord Chaitanya and he hugged him. And Lord Chaitanya was overwhelmed with love being hugged by Lord Krishna. And then Krishna let go and ran off. So Lord Chaitanya, no, I just got you, you're running off. So he ran at him, and but Krishna was too fast, and Krishna disappeared. So they have. So from that point on, our Lord Chaitanya had said, we only get Krishna prema when we actually see Krishna. Because he saw Krishna. He held Krishna, so he was experiencing the union with Krishna in the devotional sense. So he wanted to deal with Krishna. And when Krishna disappeared, he was overwhelmed with separation. He was rolling on the ground. So they had a place there in Kanayanachala where Krishna rolled on the ground. So Lord Chaitanya rolled on the ground. Also, there is a very ancient footprints of Radha and Krishna. So it said that Lord Chaitanya, he gave those prints, those impressions, with his tears of love. So how many would you like to go and see the Kanayanachala and touch the footprints of Radha and Krishna, which will bathe the tears of love by Lord Chaitanya? Somehow by Krishna's mercy, ISKCON has got the worship of that place. You see, for 300 years, the Ramanandi sect, 300 or 600, I think 300, they were worshipping. So, but they were told that this deity, actually this place, should go to the Agodia followers of Lord Chaitanya. If you're not able to worship the deity. So, they are worshiping up to that time. But, like 10, 15 years ago, someone stole the vast deities. Now, what is the worst way of unable to worship the deity than if the deities are stolen? So, in Nayanta, there's an old sadhu. He was sitting in the Vanna. So I asked him, sir, yes, the Prabhupada told us we should do the seva to these sadhus. Is there some seva I can offer you, or would you like some prasad? He said, no, I just take fruit, and I already had my fruit for the day. Well, Is there anything that you want? He said, I'd like to talk to your general manager. So that time the general manager was Jairam Das. I said, okay, I'll tell him that you want to speak to him. So it turned out this sadhu was the sadhu of Hinachal. He was like 99 or something. Very old man. So he said the deities were stolen. So we want to hand over the worship because ISKCON is the most prominent Bhaktivedanta Swami. It's a great honor. So I had to name the Mahanta of that place. So apart from all the other titles, I have ISKCON, I have the title of Mahanta of Karnataka. So in any case, he Gila's that place. We took the safari there and we installed the deities. All this is right on the side of the Ganges. So they brought up Ganges water with their clothes, wet, from the Ganges. And there we day the deities. Of course, we also day with milk and yogurt and ghee and many other auspicious items. So Lord Chaitanya, he was just going to Gaya, a simple thing to offer the kidney blood disease father. Many a devout Hindus offered this Radha or kidney. When he came back, his life found it was totally changed. He was initiated, he had darshan of Krishna. So he was a completely changed person. So his students, they wondered, what happened to Lord Chaitanya? He's not the same Nilayan Pandit. He's not he used to argue and he would defeat other Pandits and run when they saw him. Now he's only talking about Krishna. He's So they went to see Lord Gauranga's Sanskrit guru. And they asked him, said, Nimayan Pandit, he doesn't seem to be the same. Now he is like a soft. He's a Krishna Bhakta. He used to be like argumentative and very defeat all other pundits. And so there's some Sanskrit guru again. What's this I hear? You're not a pundit anymore? You don't defeat other pundits? Who said? I show I'm the same, the United Pundit. I'm the same. I can go, I can defeat anyone. I can defeat them. I'll not only defeat, I'll take their argument. I'll defeat it, and then I'll defeat my argument, and like this, and then again I'll prove their argument, and then I'll defeat their argument, and prove mine. I'll three times defeat anyone. See, I'm the same United Pandit. No one can argue with me, no one can defeat me. So, they were all excited, okay. So he went on the roadside. The first round that comes, I'll defeat him. It so happened that one of Shiraz Thakur's brothers came. And he was singing a bhajan about Putana, which how Putana had some motherly feeling for Lord Krishna. So as a result, Krishna elevated her to the position of one of his mothers in the spiritual world. At the same time, she wanted to kill Krishna. Yes, this is what she was asked to do by Kamsa. So she went to kill Krishna. So Krishna reciprocated and he killed her. But this is a beautiful bhajan Krishna is so merciful that even the witch of Putana, because she had a little motherly affection for Krishna, she said, oh, in her heart she thinking, so that I had to kill this baby. If I have a baby, I'd like one like this. He's so nice. So that I had to kill him. Anyway, what to do? I'm a Rakshasi. So I had to do these things. Yeah, second like that. And I tried to kill Krishna. But because she had a slight affection for Krishna, so therefore she was elevated to the position of Krishna's mother in the spiritual world. So as a result, when the ninth planet, when he heard this, bhajan, he started to feel a separation from Krishna. Krishna is so merciful, even the witch Putana got elevated to his mother, a position of the mother of him in the spiritual world. Krishna, Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya is rolling on the ground in separation. There's so merciful Krishna. Oh, Krishna! Krishna!
Krishna!
Krishna!
Krishna!
Krishna! So he was rolling and rolling on the ground. And his son was looking, oh no. Oh no! It's not the same United Pundit. Oh no! Look at his rolling on the ground. So then he brought all his students to the side again. He said, look at, when I went to take to do the tindi for my father, I took initiation from Ishvara Puri Maharaj. I realized Krishna is the Sarvam Bhuvanam. He is everything. So, as your teacher, I would always give you the best knowledge I had. The best. Now, if I realize that Krishna is the best, if I realize he's the absolute truth, how can I give you less? I have to give you what I know to be the best. So that's why now I'm teaching the Sanskrit and everything with the Harinam. So, but if you don't want to stay as my students, I feel you can go to any other toll. And then the lead student stood up and said, you see, you always give us the best education. We want to stay with you. We don't want to go anywhere else. But you never told us about Krishna Bhakti before. You never told us much about love of Krishna. So we didn't know about this Sankirtan. So if you want us to now do Sankirtan, then please have someone train us. We'll do the Sankirtan. So Lord Nirai, he brought some devotees over who trained how to do a chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Jai Bhagwan Sri Krishna ki Jai Rukmini Rakadesh ki Jai Jagannath Baladev ki Jai Arnitai ki Jai. So like this, many things happen with the initiation of Nilaya Pandit with the Lord Gauranga. So it was not a small thing, it was a very major change. From that point on, his whole direction has changed. So we perform the what is called as Aldashava. He practiced. Now, someone who is in love with Krishna, they make garlands for Krishna, they cook for Krishna, they do all these things. So they cook, they make garlands, they take flowers. Even if they don't love Krishna yet, we do these things as a practice. When I was here, I was brought here in 1970, and at that time, Jayananda Prabhu was here. Actually, Jayananda was the devotee that I shaved up in San Francisco. Then I went to New York. And in New York, I went to Canada. So I stayed in Canada about 2 years. I opened the Toronto Temple. And then I came to see Prabhupada. So he was going to send me to join Achyutananda in India. So, but he was waiting to get a letter from Achyutananda that he had his own place. He did not need to go to stay in the Golden Lot. So I was here, I forget how long. Maybe 2 weeks or something. At that time, the small deities, I think, Rukmini or Dwarkanath, they had come out and they all come forward and make our report to the deities. We'd say that, you know, this week I did this for your service. You. It was very nice. I don't know, I don't see that done anymore. We were doing an idol for a while. But they stopped doing that. Once a year they do with the GDC. That also, past couple of years, I'm not sure they do it. So, at that time, the fame of Jayananda was spreading. That they said that he had told the devotees, let's go to the kitchen. There's a feast of service, an ecstatic service. So I went with Jayananda Prabhu to the kitchen. You see all this garbage, or clean this up. I thought, clean garbage. ecstatic soul, what is that? But he was so enthusiastic, he got everybody to clean up, and at the end he gave them some sweet dolls, some gulabs. So that was the time I came here. That time probably he was going on a morning walk, and he stopped by one church. And he's the church down the block there. He said, in the future, our temple will be like this. On Sunday, holidays, special days, lots of people will come. Otherwise, they'll practice from their home. And they'll just come on special days. So, I remember that. And then he didn't get the favorable response he wanted. So I was sent to Chicago to help. That time it was a Bhagavan, opening a Chicago temple. And I got the phone call from Garga Muni, who probably wants you to go to India. So I said, money? I said, don't worry. You go to Canada and you collect the money. Than that. So, somehow I went to Canada and I raised a little money and I took the airplane Brothers Airways. Three brothers, Yusuf, Muhammad, and Ali. They had an airline, one plane, and this was a propeller plane. So I flew from Luxembourg or Brussels or somewhere, to Rome, to Cairo, to Yemen, to Karachi, to Dundee. They didn't have any, it was $114 cheap. The keys are Jai Gurdantan, Jai Hukunid Arkadis, Jai Jagannath Aldeus Bhadra. So I saw Prabhupada in his quarters here. So I had some 1970. That must have been just as they got this place. I think it was this place. So at that time, there was a Kartamasha here. I don't see Kartamasha anymore. And it's part of it. So, any question? Yes. He said, in the future, it's going to be like the churches. That it will have many people coming on Sunday and some holidays, but not so many people living in the temple. That more people practicing outside. Which it is like that. I mean, we have thousands of people practicing outside. And in the ashram, there's not so many. Here there's more. This is our North American headquarters, but in our other parts of the world, and not so many live in the ashram. Many more live outside. They can shelter the other in the 100 devotees now, but they have thousands and thousands who practice from their homes. Yes, sir. In this life, our connection is more with the service. When we're born into Krishna Lila, then our relationship is with the particular relationship that we have as a friend, as a mother, as a lover, whatever. So, now the service, the deity service, the book distribution, or whatever, the service we do, that is our connection to Krishna now. Our next birth, if that is successful, and we take part in Krishna Lila, then the relationship that we have with Krishna, that will be the primary thing. Is that clear? Yeah, or if you're born with your Krishna Lila in the material world. Some of our souls in this life, they're able to see Krishna and develop they realize their eternal relationship. Like Jagannath Das Balaji, he realized his Siddhasu Bhakti Thakur, realized Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they realized, so some of them realized they were Banjaris, and so they realized their service. Now, sometimes these our Goswamis in Vrindavan or the Balajis, they try to entice the devotees. I'll tell you what your rasa is with Krishna. I'll tell you what your siddhas rup is. Your ekadas thought, your 11 qualities. What's the use? There's one devotee, he was in the corner, and he was on the road, said, "Maharaj, what are you doing?" "Oh, no, you don't tell anyone what you saw." "Oh, no, Maharaj, I won't tell." "What are you doing?" "Oh, okay." But this very curiosity was aroused. "What was she doing there?" And so finally he said, "I secretly took some re-initiation and I was initiated as a peacock in Vrindavan. So I was practicing." So this is how they cheat people. Somehow the Westerners, usually they are given some Santa Rasa. So we don't want someone to tell us that this is what you are. We want to realize it. We want to come to understand ourselves. So that's no use to someone says, "Oh, you're a cowherd, you're this or that." if you don't realize it, what's the use? They could just be speculating and telling you something which is not true. So we want to realize it. So the Prabhupada, he said he would give us the realization. It's a very rare situation. Otherwise, when you go back to Godhead, then you realize some great souls are able to realize in this very life. So, if I didn't hear for two or three days now, but there's one devotee in Phoenix, Arizona. Her name is Anupama Gopi Devi Dasi. So, last thing he heard, she was like, she had become stable from a state where she was on total life support. So the doctors couldn't say what is it that saved her, because she was not responding to any of the medicine. So it's the prayers of the devotees. So if you get off a prayer, I'll be very grateful. Also, since and over the internet, when they heard me asking to pray for this devotee, Anupama Agolti Devyasi, and then Ivana Bhakti, Ivana, who took shelter, she's from Serbia. Somehow the doctors did a malpractice and left some scalpel or some scissors on the inside of her. And she's out bleeding, so then they had to take her in and operate again, take out the item. So I do also a prayer for her. She's an 1 month lady, and during the baby's birth, they left something inside her. So, then I got a call from Brazil, from Mahini Adivi. She's Hiranyan Maharaj, initiate disciple, my Siksha disciple. Her two daughters are my Diksha disciples. So she somehow been diagnosed with cancer. And she's under a lot of pain. So, I don't know any details, but at least that she can be Krishna conscious, if possibly cured, then she can be cured. There's a case of one devotee had a cancer, and the doctors gave a 6 months to live, but she just took the charanamrita and went down. And she was cured. Also, one boy from Mayapur, we started our 24-hour kirtan when we heard this young boy had cancer. And the doctor came out from the operation. He said, "What is this? Look at here. Here in this x-ray, it shows a tumor. But I operated. There's nothing there. No tumor. How is this? I'm going to talk this over with the physicians of UK. What is this? Scratching head or going on. So, prayers can make a big difference. So, please have your prayers. And of course, talk to Krishna. Whatever Krishna wants, finally. But please. These are devotees who are all active in devotional service. Hare Krishna. question from the internet. Or just accept. Okay. Sounds good. Well, in all the flyers, it's difficult to speak, but in the Upadeshamrita by Arupa Goswami, he says that the six things most favorable for devotional service, the first three are enthusiasm, patience, and determination. Usahu, Duryat, Nishat. So, they're asking what to say about, what can I say in Lord and Rupa Goswami? These are the first three things he named as being most beneficial for our devotional service: enthusiasm, patience, and determination. Sometimes we're enthusiastic to do some, what they call as an ugra karma. It's like some material activity for Krishna. That we have to get confirmed by the Guru whether it's useful or not. But what she mentioned, Harinam, Bhakti Yoga, these all seem like they are positive things. No reason not to be enthusiastic. Of course, how it's marketed or how the people will take it, we don't know, because it's quite a direct approach. A lot of times the students like topics more topical. Topics that are more of the day. So, any students that you get, at least you can know that these students are very much interested in our Krishna consciousness. I will come and get your cookie first. Okay. Hello. Yeah, we can come up sometime. So, Kelly, I'll think tomorrow. I'll tell you tomorrow. About enthusiasm, patience, and determination. You got, is there your hand up? And then, okay. Do you have any questions? There's public bathing, and there's kind of internal gentle worship. Usually the public bathing is held on some special occasion, like Gaur Purnima, Janmashtami, and so like it's usually held. Like Janmashtami is held before midnight, and Gaur Purnima is held like 4 to 6 in the afternoon. But in some cases, like in Mumbai, too, they have so many, like 1.4 million people who actually come through and take a darshan. So they're dealing with the deities non-stop, I think, most of the night. So, a lot would depend on how many people come to see. Usually, the deity on some special days is held just prior to the time when the Lord appears, like Narasimha, a leading is held 4 to 6 because he came at twilight. Some Gaur Purnima is held 4 to 6 because the Lord appeared at moonrise. Janmashtami is held at usually 10 to 12. But for preaching, that can be adjusted, but well, that's the usual time it's held. As far as the temple worship, you see that the bathing is much simpler because you punch a panchamrita or something, and that's usually done in the morning. So that doesn't, or maybe they are, they the Shagam Shila, they don't actually pay the big deities. So it doesn't take, it's quite easy to pay the Shagam Shila. So in Santiago, they have Shalyan Shilas. I don't hear yet. I don't see. So, I got legal 30 years, hundreds of Shalyans. But here they don't have. So, in Santiago, they can lay the Shalyan Shila and the deity will accept that. Of course, if you have the grass deity, this is you want to polish them with. What's it called? A tilak, and then some. So please come and get your cookies. Yeah.